Yeah, I suppose another connection there is that when I was at university, again, well, certainly at university, I went through a period where I probably didn't check my urine anywhere near as often as I would have been doing when I was at home, say, in the holidays with my mum and dad. But I imagine that my friends talk, you know, have said, I can't remember whether I mentioned this earlier, but my friends have talked about the fact that I was always able to sleep in quite a lot. And I really believe that my blood sugar is probably between 10 and 14 or something in those kind of days. When I used to, certainly when I used to go for the long term range test, that's what it seemed to come out at. And I imagine that, you know, we'd get a packet of biscuits and just eat them, not, you know, eat several of them and not really think about what I was eating, or I'd get, you know, curry prawns and not consider what carbohydrate might be in it. I'd just eat them, or we'd go to the pub, have lagers, and then have a burger. So I imagine that my blood sugars could for quite a period have been high-ish. And I just, although I was aware of the connection, I don't think I let it rule me. I sort of did what I did. But in hindsight now, I'm so aware of the implications of what I was doing then.
And when you went to the hospital, what kind of reactions did you get there?
I can distinctly remember having different doctors, because obviously the guy that I'd had initially when I was diagnosed as a key consultant, he was a nice man, very sensible. You know, he said it as it was, but he wasn't... Well, I was comfortable with him. And then I can remember going through having an Egyptian guy who I had for a while, who was, you know, very methodical and everything, but I didn't think he was particularly good at advising me on anything, really, other than the factual points about diabetes. I didn't think he was particularly advisory. Then I had a guy who was very stern with me about the good and bad points of eating the wrong things and, like, almost telling me off like a school mom. And then there was a couple that I had who were, I suppose, better in the point that they'd say, you shouldn't be doing that, you know, you shouldn't be doing that, but let's talk about it, much more advisory. And they were the kind that I would get on better with, because then at least I could be honest about what I was or wasn't doing and not feel like I was going to get a rollicking. But, you know, I remember the ones that would almost give you a rollicking and used to feel like a naughty schoolgirl. I used to think, well, you don't deal with this day in, day out, so who are you to give me a rollicking?
Did you have much contact with nurses?
Yeah, because, I can't remember the girl's name, but there was a nurse that I had at the diabetic, the original sort of clinic, for years, and she was just constantly there and just a nice... felt like I got to know her. She was a nice lady. I can't remember her name now, because it's quite a long time ago. Once I then joined... Because, again, when I joined Poly, I went to the GP. But again, I had somebody who was more of a specialist in diabetes. Didn't have much connection at all with nurses in the days when I was at university, I don't think. But then once I got older, I have more links now with the nurses. So I've kind of had both, and phases when I have and phases when I haven't. But I must admit, I think my local GP here now in Gatley, there's a diabetic nurse. You know, it's nice to go and chat to her if I needed to, but I feel like I generally know more than they do. So I almost feel, well, what's the point of just having an appointment for the sake of it, which is a bit cynical of me, but I spend a lot of time in hospitals, so it's good probably when you're first diabetic because you need the support. But I think unless something new comes along that they can tell me about that I've not read about, then generally that I find they act more like administrators than useful people who can give me any... I mean, you know, they're good, I suppose, from the point of view, again, if you've got a doctor who's one of these bossy types, then maybe you might get a nurse who's the other way, so that can be quite supportive. But I just generally, the best experience of a nurse that I've had was when I was in hospital recently and when I was first diabetic, because I had a consistent lady who just got to know me.
Did you have any serious hypos while you were at school or university?
There's very little that stands out specifically. I mean, I do remember that my friends were always very supportive, and they would check, are you, you know, if we went out late drinking or clubbing or whatever, my friends would say, Lisa, are you all right? And I don't,